A coffee company called Green Ocean Coffee has devised a partnership with Clew Bay Oyster Co-op off the coast of County Mayo to fund the restoration of seagrass and oyster beds. So each bag of coffee funds the restoration of 1 square metre of the seabed. A really interesting concept, which perhaps could be expanded to us here down in Kerry, as there's some wonderful coastal conservation work being done by communities across Kerry here. Well, the directors of Green Ocean Coffee are David and Marguerite Lawler, and I'm joined now by David on the line to tell us more about this partnership. David, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Mary.
So tell us about Green Ocean Coffee. It's an initiative of Watermark, which is a company selling coffee machines and coffee. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So at Watermark, we've been, I suppose, changing our strategy over the last number of years to make all of our activities a lot more environmentally sustainable, and particularly with Green Ocean Coffee and our previous initiative, Woodland Coffee. What we've tried to do is design a coffee for sale to, you know, cafes, offices, pubs and restaurants, as well as to people at home, to buy the coffee that funds the restoration of the seabed in around the coast of Ireland. And our first part of that phase has been in Clew Bay. So the idea behind Green Ocean Coffee is that it's an enabler to actually get the wider population to get behind it and actually make some real improvement to the marine habitat around the coast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I suppose that real decision to develop Green Ocean Coffee was to try and do something positive and I suppose have a knock-on effect from that.
Yes, yeah. So both Marguerite, my wife, and I are both keen sailors and divers. So we've kind of had a good insight into, you know, what's been going on, you know, underneath the water there for some time. And there's been an awful lot of change that's happened both here in Ireland, but also abroad, as, you know, as the water temperatures are increasing. And I suppose even if we look just more recently, where the water temperature on the west coast of Ireland now is approaching, you know, 19-20 degrees. So that has a massive impact on the health of the marine ecosystem. So projects like Green Ocean Coffee are very important because they help to stabilize the marine habitat by encouraging, you know, seaweeds and smaller fish and invertebrates to grow and develop the habitat, as well as provide kind of, you know, reefs to prevent coastal erosion, which is a huge issue around all of the coast of Ireland.
Yeah, so tell us about this partnership then with Clew Bay Oyster Co-op and the work to restore the seagrass and the oyster beds in Clew Bay.
Yeah, so we've been working on this project for about 3 or 4 years now to try to find, you know, an appropriate type of partner, because anything to do with the sea is complicated. The Clew Bay Oyster Co-op have been working in the Clew Bay environments for the last probably 40, 50 years at this stage. And the orientation of their activities has now very much largely gone towards restoration rather than active fishing. There is some fishing going on, but nothing like it there would have been in the past. And so they have areas in Clew Bay which are in kind of special areas of conservation that they want to bring back to a more healthier environment. So that involved laying what's called culch, which is broken shell, and there is a nice broodstock of oysters in Clew Bay as it is. So the idea is that when the oysters spawn, that they'll attach themselves onto the shell, and what happens is then that the oyster reef starts to grow. With the oysters starting to grow, they filter the water, and in which case then you've got more kind of seaweeds are able to grow better, seagrass is able to grow better because the light can penetrate the bottom, and in which case then, you know, fish move in to start spawning, and you've started an active and working ecosystem. So the guys in Clew Bay were kind of looking to do this work, and I suppose when we met up, it was kind of a dream come true for both parties, because we were looking to get involved and they were looking to do it with somebody. So that's kind of how it all happened.
Okay, so tell us about then on a practical level, just with regards to your sales and how it works and what you kind of donate to them.
Yeah, so it's a linear relationship in the sense that before the actual product was even launched, we actually engaged with the first phase of restoration of 10,000 square metres. So the idea behind it is that, and we did that, I suppose, to try to capture the essence of the story that we're trying to portray out to the people. So all of that information and the videos are all on greenoceancoffee.ie. And actually, a Kerry man actually did the filming for us as well, Michael Kelly. So what it actually involves is that for every bag of coffee that is sold, 1 square meter of seabed is restored. So now we don't necessarily go out every time a bag of coffee is sold and do it, but we do it in tranches. So it's very important to try to do the restoration at the right time of the year. So oysters tend to spawn usually around kind of July, August. So you're looking to try to get the shell in place before that, so that when the actual oysters spawn, the actual spat have somewhere to attach onto. So the idea is that there's 180 hectares of area under special area conservation in Clew Bay that we'll be looking to work with the guys there to restore over the coming years.
Okay.
And that'll all be funded with each bag of coffee that's sold.
Fantastic. And then just about selling the coffee you mentioned there, you sell to the likes of cafes, pubs, restaurants, offices, as well as homeowners as well.
Yeah, so we're predominantly a business to business. So we've been going for what, 18 or 19 years now at this stage. So most people will come and make an appointment, or we'll go down to see them or whatever, and we'll do a tasting, that type of thing. But if people want to buy it online, it's available on greenoceancoffee.ie or indeed our other website, watermark.ie. So if people are interested, we'd love them to get in touch and we'll have a chat about it and see what we can do. But we've had some nice interest in Kerry so far. So I know that the Beach Cove down in Carstaveen have done very well with it. They've opened a second place there as well, but the Bridge Bistro in Sneem, as well as there's a big multinational in the technology park there that's doing really well with it as well. So what we're looking for is more customers to kind of give more power to in terms of the sustainability effort that we're trying to achieve.
Absolutely. And the work then, the partnership with Clew Bay Oyster Co-op, do you think it's something that you'd like to expand on? You know, would you be open to more similar partnerships across the country? I'm thinking here of County Kerry especially. There's a lot of coastal conservation work that goes on by community groups here in the county.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. And I've been in touch with a number of them over the last probably 2 or 3 years at this stage. As I said, anything with the marine happens slowly, as it should, because it's a very delicate environment and it has to be done correctly. And what you're looking for is you know, I suppose, willing people on both sides. But yeah, so our aim and ambition is to start with Clew Bay, and it's been fantastic that we've had such a great opportunity to work with the guys, but also is to expand that. And you're absolutely right, there's some great work being done around Castle Gregory and that type of thing, and with Tralee Bay Oyster Co-op as well. So, and we're working with the likes of UCD, who are, it's a tapestry of a network there, really, in terms of we all kind of need each other. What's really fantastic about Tralee Bay is that it's kind of the oysters that are growing there are all disease free, and that's quite unusual in Ireland. So Tralee Bay has a pivotal role to play in the deployment of our efforts and I suppose generally trying to grow oyster reefs all around the country.
Yeah, well, look, it certainly sounds like a great partnership, very interesting work that you're doing, great effort by yourselves and the company. I know you said you have a great interest in marine life anyway, but it's great to see such wonderful work being done for the environment. David, just remind us of the website again for anyone who's interested in buying the coffee or checking out the work that you're doing with the Clew Bay Oyster Co-op.
Yeah, so there's lots of videos and everything on, and there's also a web shop if you're interested, on greenoceancoffee.ie, and then it's on Instagram, which is Instagram at Green Ocean Coffee Ireland, and Twitter as well. But if people just want to give us a call, we'd be delighted to have a chat and see how we can work together.
Well, look, David, thanks so much for joining us and telling us all about the work, and best of luck in the future.
Thanks, Mary. Appreciate the call.